Yeah, there's a couple of surgeries here in the town. There's Milbrae and then there's Cairn Health Centre here in Cairndonagh that have got notifications yesterday. I was contacted by Milbrae to say that they wouldn't be getting their next cohort of vaccines until the 28th of March, which is very, very concerning because the over 85s and some of the 80 to 85s were vaccinated last week, and they will be ready for their second vaccine come the 2nd of April. So if, in that scenario, those vaccines that will be coming in late March would only be able to do the second vaccination for the over 85s, and that would leave all the under 80s and all the vulnerable people not getting the vaccine here in Cairndonagh and the surgeries until sometime in mid-April. And I think that's totally unacceptable. It's not fair. I mean, you look at other parts of the country where we're seeing that all the over 70s are vaccinated in parts of Kerry. I think it's totally unacceptable that this area has been left without vaccinations until the 28th of March. And I think it's something the HSE need to step on and really look at and try to get something rectified very, very quickly.
And ultimately, that kind of projection would lead to a significant delay in the rollout generally to other cohorts.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if this is what's going to happen, and all over the country, it would mean that the rollout would be very, very far behind, and that people, the vulnerable people and the people under the 70 age group, as I say, wouldn't be getting vaccinations for, it could be up to 6 weeks yet. And, if we're to move forward and try to get the country opened up again, in April, I don't see how that can happen if we don't have a vaccination rollout that's going to run with what the government is trying to do to try to get the country open. So it's very, very concerning. And the doctors here and the patients here in Northern Ashone are extremely concerned over that, because people are very anxiously waiting to get their vaccine. People are vulnerable, are anxiously waiting to get their vaccine, and they're constantly on to the surgeries, wondering when they're going to be called to get their vaccine. But if the surgeons are not able to get the vaccine, and for at least another month, it leaves them in a very, very awkward position, and it leaves those vulnerable people in a very awkward position and a very nervous position as well. So I think this is something that needs to be looked at very, very quickly, and we have had conversations with our own minister here, Minister McConlow, who's looking into this as well. And I've been in contact with HSE yesterday, and I'll be in contact with them today. But at the same time, it's totally unacceptable that we are being left this far behind and the vaccination rollout. I think it's something that needs to be rectified very, very quickly.